Thanks, Michaela. Thanks to the texter, too, Marianne. She said, Eric, it's Daryl Singletary, not Daryl Worley. You know, I did that yesterday, too, when Shauna told me that Daryl Singletary passed. I immediately thought of Daryl Worley songs, which, I don't know, that's my bad. Obviously, I knew it was Daryl Singletary. Worley just came out of my mouth. You never know what may come out of my mouth sometimes.
That, you know, Eric, is a very good point.
That it is. But thanks to the texter, as always. Hey, yeah, if you haven't heard yesterday, shortly after we went off the air, Michaela, the news broke that Daryl, that would be Singletary, not Worley, passed away at the age of 46 years
wow.
old. No real word yet. I heard rumors of maybe a blood clot, but that has not been confirmed by anybody. He had his real run of hits and major success in the mid-90s, 95, and 98. Between those years, he released three studio albums. One is self-titled debut, All Because of You in 96, and Ain't It the Truth in 1998. Once again, ain't a word except for in country music.
No, that's how you know it's real country, is if ain't is in the title.
She ain't in it. Anyway, Daryl Singletary yesterday passing away. I tell you what, this song right here, one of his many hits, had a bunch of top 40 hits, none that went to number one, multiple ones that peaked all the way at number two.
You know, I hate to say this, but I'm not familiar with him.
No, you know this song? This song reminds me of Beeville, Texas, all the way. I don't know why. You know how some songs just give you that nostalgic feeling?
Don't guess I've ever loved another.
This is Amen kind of love. Good old mid-90s country tune. Gosh, this song. I don't know why it makes me think of my first radio job there in South Texas. Yeah, sad news yesterday. You name it. Country artists yesterday reached out on social media. Lee Bryce, Neil McCoy, Sammy Kershaw, all your favorites from the 90s. Travis Tritt, Randy Travis, Charlie Daniels. Here you go. Never heard that one?
I probably have heard it. I just
not familiar
not,
with it.
Yeah.
Gosh, this song. It is a good tune. You want to know something sad, though? By the way, I'll play some Daryl Singletary throughout the morning, all morning long here. By the way, over the weekend, he did his final show. It was in some little club in Lafayette, Louisiana. And the final song he did, the final, really, lyrics before he walked off stage was an old Johnny Paycheck song. It's called Old Violin. I have his last performance, like the last 30 seconds of it, right before he walked off stage. See if you can make out these lyrics to that song.
Just like that, it hit me. I'm in that old violin room. We give her all the touch we need.
And soon we give our life.
And soon we'll give our life.
That drunk lady decided to chime in there, too.
That's creepy.
Did you hear the lyrics?
Yeah, soon we give our life.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird? If you couldn't hear those lyrics, it's a Johnny Paycheck song, Old Violin. The last lyrics of that song, which Daryl Singletary did right there on his last show, it was the lyrics go like this. And just like that, it hit me that old violin and I were just alike. We'd give our all to country music, and soon we'd give our life. How creepy is that?
Yeah.
His final show. So there you go. Well, hopefully, maybe later today we'll find out maybe cause of death. I don't know. We have to wait for all the tests.
Always
to be done.
Always sad when we lose someone in country music, and definitely when we lose them so young.
But yeah, 46. By the way, he leaves behind a wife, four children, including twin boys, 5-year-old daughter, 3-year-old daughter. So
little kids.
Yeah, keep their family in your thoughts and prayers. By the way. Hey, we'll transition into something more lighthearted. Big Z Sports tonight, brought to you by TMK Valley Propane. It's high school basketball on your airwaves. Indian Valley versus Dover. Both of those teams lost on Friday, so they're raring to get back at it tonight. You can hear all that coverage right here starting at 7 o'clock. I know Michaela will be listening. Remy, go to bed. Aaron,
yeah.
Aaron, leave me alone. She'll be either streaming live or with old-fashioned radio. Tune it in to 99.9 WTUZ. You have a prediction for tonight?
Indy Valley's going to win.
Got to go Braves, right?
Indy Valley's going to win. Come on.
It's interesting. They came off a loss Friday. That was their first loss of the season. So they're ready to get back at it. Myself, Joe, and Chris, all the coverage this evening. Remember later, Adam Calvert will be here too in the 9 o'clock hour. He's performing tonight at 77 Bar and Grill for Fat Tuesday slash,
you know, it's really not nice of you to keep making fun of Tuesday for having a little extra weight.
Listen, Tuesday, you got a little junk.
We live
in
a very offensive society, and I do not like the term Fat Tuesday.
You know what? You're right. Big boned Tuesday, hefty.
I think that's worse.
Hefty Tuesday.
I think that's worse.
Or fluffy Tuesday.
Perfect Tuesday.
Fluffy. Well, we can go with perfect, I guess. plus size Tuesday. How's that? Plus size Tuesday?
Perfect.
That's what I
thought. Just the way you are Tuesday.
I can go with that.
Yeah.